Now he gives us his response to the vision that he had. Verse 19, "Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision." What he's really saying this, what would you have done in a case like this? And I'm sure you'd have done what I did. That he says, this is my response to the vision. Now, all of this, he makes clear, is in harmony with the Old Testament. It's a development and fulfillment of the Old Testament. He says in verse 22, "Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come." He's making it very clear that he's not doing or going contrary to the Old Testament at all. And now we find that it's not only a development and fulfillment of the Old Testament, and now he presents the gospel to this man, King Agrippa. And all that crowd assembled that day heard it. Listen to this, verse 23, "That Christ should suffer, that he should be the first that should rise from the dead and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles." And I think he bore down on that word Gentiles. He says, this is the gospel. This is the gospel that Jesus died, buried, and rose again. And there never was a sermon preached then that didn't mention the resurrection. I personally believe that we ought never preach the death of Christ without preaching the resurrection of Christ. And we are emphasizing this. Why? Because Paul emphasized it. Now, this is such a tremendous thing Paul has said, and it's made an impact on this crowd there that day. That man is confronted with the fact that God has intruded into the history of man, and God has done something for man. God has demonstrated his love, that God has so loved the world that he gave his son. Now that whosoever would believe on him, and Paul is presenting that to this crowd. And there's a man there that's been on a hot seat a long time, and he's really on a hot one. Now that's Governor Festus. Verse 24, "And as he thus spake for himself, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, thou art beside thyself, much learning doth make thee mad." Now, this man, Festus, interrupted him, and I think, frankly, it's unfortunate that he did. But notice how courteously Paul answered him. Paul said to him in a very calm way, which I think demonstrates he's not a madman by any means, and he's not a fanatic. He says, "I'm not mad, most noble Festus. I speak forth the words of truth and soberness." And my friend, today, there are so many ministers, especially the liberal wing, they're so afraid they won't appear intellectual. And they're so afraid that somebody might think they're a fanatic, that they don't declare the great truths of the gospel. My friend, may I say to you today that we ought to be willing to take the place of madmen, but not act like them. Let's act like sober men, as Paul did. And you notice, though, Paul went right back after King Agrippa, having answered Governor Festus. He says, "King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest." You see, you can believe in facts without them being meaningful to you. The facts of the gospel is Jesus died and rose again. But your relation to these facts is the thing that is important and essential, and that is the thing today that you hear declared in many different ways. And that was the thing Paul was answering in Galatians, that it's what is your relation to the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And Agrippa had to say, he's an intelligent man. He said, "Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." And my friend, did you know you can almost be a Christian and then be lost for time and eternity? How tragic it is.